On Midwest Week, the newest members of the Quad City Sports Hall of Fame excelled in coaching, cycling, and pro football. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Don Doxey, sports reporter for the Quad City Times. Remind us, Don, when did the Sports Hall of Fame get started and why?
Well, it got started in 1987. At that time, I was sports editor of the Times, and I thought it was a neat idea. There were so many great sports people from this area. I pitched the idea to our editor, Dan Hayes. He was the editor at the time, and he liked the idea, so it just kind of took off from there, and we started this Hall of Fame, and 30 years later, here we are.
And who are some of the better-known members?
Well, some of the first members to go in were people like Don Nelson, who is the winningest coach in the history of the NBA and also was a great player, Roger Craig, who was a star running back on the San Francisco 49ers teams, was a Super Bowl hero and thing. Those were a couple of the first ones and the really prominent ones.
Now, do you have a favorite in the hall that perhaps doesn't get the respect that he or she should?
I love really all of them because they all deserve to be there. A guy named Warren Giles, who was the owner of the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies and the president of the National League for 20 years, is from Moline.
Wow.
And
okay.
I think there are probably people out there who don't even realize, who know that name, Warren Giles, and don't realize that he was born and raised here in Moline.
And when was he president of the National League?
I'm guessing, you know, somewhere maybe late 40s to mid or late 60s, I think.
Now, one of the new inductees is James Jones, and what did he do to deserve this?
James is just a wonderful person to begin with, but he played 10 years in the National Football League for four different teams, never missed a game because of injury. He's from Davenport and started 140 games in the NFL.
Wow.
And just had, you know, was never in the Pro Bowl or anything like that, but was a very consistent, solid, reliable player.
Defensive lineman?
Defensive lineman, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also is just a great person in terms of his humanitarian and philanthropic efforts, and has done all that kind of at a very low profile sort of thing, but is, in addition to being a great football player, is just a great person.
Now, is 10 years in the NFL considered a long career?
It is, yes. I mean, well, sometimes you'll see a kicker or a punter or somebody that's hang around for 20 years, but I believe the average is something like 3 years. It's because the injury rate is so high that it's very unusual for somebody to stay 10 years.
Now, was Davenport Central or that neighborhood of Davenport particularly good at producing athletes?
Well, we mentioned Roger Craig already, but and there probably are six or eight people in this Hall of Fame who are from that same little neighborhood. I mean, James Jones, growing up, lived across the street from Jamie Williams, a pro football player who's in this. He lived around the corner from Roger Craig. Michael Nunn is from that area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of athletes in a little 3 or 4 square block area there.
Okay, and where's James Jones these days?
James lives in Phoenix, although he still spends a lot of time here. He kind of bounces back and forth. His mother still lives here, and so he spends a lot of time in the Quad Cities, but his permanent home is Phoenix.
Now, what about Jay Hatch? Why was he nominated and voted in this year?
Well, Jay was a tremendous coach, still is a tremendous coach of girls athletics, mostly at Rock Island Alleman.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was the basketball coach there for 14 years and the softball coach for 23. He has won close to 900 games in the two sports, 4 state titles, and is still going. He's now the softball coach at Bettendorf High School, and in his first year in that job won a conference title last year. So he is just...
beginner's luck, right?
Well, a guy who just has a knack for coaching girls' sports.
Now, this is something I ask you every year, Don, and we never seem to quite nail it down, so I'll try a different version. What makes Jay Hatch so successful as a coach?
But there's no easy answer there. My understanding is from people I've talked to, Jay's pretty demanding. You know, there's a lot of people that coach girls' sports that kind of have a real light touch to it, and because they're girls, they don't want to be too hard on them. And I think Jay is pretty demanding and fair, you know, and not abusive or anything like that, but is pretty demanding in terms of his expectations of players, and they obviously respond to it and do very well.
And I'm always amazed at the coaches that don't do well at one place. They'll go to another a university or another team and do just fine. And I never quite am sure why that is.
Exactly. It's not an easy question to answer, but okay. You keep asking it every year.
Okay, I'll keep trying. Now, the last of the new inductees is Jeff Bradley. He started one sport and then switched. Why was that?
Well, he did both of them at the same time for quite a while. He started out as a speed skater at a very young age. Davenport used to have a very popular event called the Silver Skates, a speed skating event, and he won that at the age of 7. Okay. But also got very involved in cycling. For many years, did both sports. He would do speed skating in the winter and then cycling in the summer, and got to be very, very good at both. Actually, never made the Olympics in either one, but finished 4th in the Olympic trials in speed skating in 1980 and 4th in cycling in 1984. So he just missed both times there.
Both times. And he is still in the area now, isn't he?
He owns the Trek Bicycle Store that's at Kimberly and Eastern in Davenport. Yeah, so he still stayed very involved in cycling.
So was speed skating once a big sport in the Quad Cities?
I don't know that it was. I don't know that that we had tons and tons of speed skaters coming out of here, but his family was very committed to it. They all skated a lot, and he took to it at a very early age and got to be very good at it. He spent a lot of time going back and forth to Wisconsin working with Eric Heiden, who you might remember is a great Olympian, and worked a lot with Heiden and got to be really good at it.
And can we credit interest in bike racing to the criterium, or is it something else in his
case?
Well,
he certainly has raced in that a lot of times. Won it when he was still, won the big race at the criterium while he was still in high school, in fact. But I would think he's probably contributed somewhat to the popularity of that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything these three have in common, Don? Anything that we can say that they excelled at an early age and everybody knew they'd be great from then on, or later?
I don't know. I don't know that there's really a common thread. Jeff Bradley got to be very, very good at his sports at a young age. And James Jones, by the time he was in the middle of high school, was focused on one sport. So, I think dedication and they're all very driven to really be as good as they could possibly be in their sports. If there's a common thread, that's probably it.
Now, one of the things you also do every year for the Hall of Fame is to honor some high school athletes. Why do you do that, and who have you chosen this year?
Well, our Salute to Sports event, really got started in that way as a way to honor high school sports before the Hall of Fame even existed. So we honor the top athletes in the area. Our male athlete of the year for this year is Wyatt Reed from North Scott. The female athlete of the year is Joy Ripslinger, a tremendous distance runner from Davenport Assumption.
And why those two? What did they do?
They're really, really good at what they do. Wyatt Reed is a very good football player, but he also won 2 state wrestling titles and is going to the University of Nebraska on a wrestling scholarship. And Joy, you can only enter 5 events at the Iowa High School State Track Meet. So, this year's hasn't been held. So out of a possibility of winning 15 medals at the Iowa Girls State Track Meet, she's won 15 medals. She has never, never not been like 3rd or better in an event at the State Track Meet.
And we can assume that we'll see their names on the ballot and probably in the Hall of Fame
probably
sometime soon.
Probably so. I mean, Joy is going to the University of Arkansas, which is a huge track power. And like I say, Wyatt is going to Nebraska as a wrestler. So we could hear a lot more about these two, I think.
And one thing we should remind people of, where are the plaques for people to see if they want to check up the current members of the Hall?
They are on the suite level of at Modern Woodman Park. The River Bandits have been great about carving out a big piece of space there for us. And people can go up there and look at them almost any time that there isn't a game going on during regular business hours. So I think it's worth a look. There are 99 plaques there that have a lot about Quad City sports history on them.